I'm going to shift gears and talk a little bit about some things that have been in the news, right? And that's, M&A activity, right? And, the big one coming up is Schwab acquiring TD Ameritrade. We had a huge acquisition of Advisor Group buying Ladenburg. There's tech companies buying each other, tech companies buying TAMP, the Orion-Brinker merger. There's just all this activity going on. Do you think this is going to speed up, slow down? How and what does this mean for advisors? So I'd love to get Tim, what are your thoughts around the M&A activity happening? Is this good for advisors?
I think the jury's a little bit out on whether it's good or not. I think it's just an evolution. To Joel's point, there's just squeezing the basis points out of everything. So the providers, the big players, they need to get even bigger. So can that be a good thing for, in an industry that's mostly built on relationships and boutique experiences? Instead of being just, an advisor and part of an ecosystem, now it's much bigger. And now there are 10,000 of you instead of just a couple hundred of you over the years. That I think is a big change. But the pendulum always swings. Once you start to consolidate, then all of a sudden you have the big bang and things blow up and somebody will come off the fringe because they're not having as good an experience. You'll have much more niche players. So I think it's inevitable, just the whole technology crushing of basis points in the investment management arena down to free. I mean, basically, we've now coached every client that it's free. So how can you premium price other than for your human services? So the background, the ecosystem, they got to get big, they got to get scale, they got to be able to do this, particularly in a world where interest rates are going to be zero for the next 3 years. Where are you going to squeeze basis points? Commissions are zero. All the levers that the big players had are pretty much gone. So now how can you monetize your platform, your scale, and your business? So I think it'll be more creative. So is that good? I guess you could argue that, yeah, there's going to be much more scale in the business. But on the same time, I think that personal touch might get impacted. And I think that's what advisors are used to. So fantastic topic. We're living it in real time, which is just fascinating. Every other day, some other big announcement happens. Like, wow, didn't see that coming. But you think about it, well, no, that does make sense for what's really driving this whole industry going. So I expect more of that to continue.
Yeah,
The
I
other
agree. I
interesting
think we're
thing.
going to see more of it. Joel, what do you think?
I was going to say the other interesting thing, I've dealt with this for years at the T3 conference. Every time Envestnet hobbles up, a tech firm, I'm like, oh my God, there goes another client for me. But ultimately, what happens is when there's a vacuum, it ends up getting filled. And so, almost immediately, I was a little worried about Schwab TD, but almost immediately when it looked like that was really going to happen, you saw some players that maybe have been sort of fringe players as far as RIA custodian trying to move into the space. So there's at least, two or three new legitimate offerings that are coming to fruition. Like Apex really wasn't in the advisor space. Interactive Broker really wasn't. You have Altruist, which is new. So there's like three more choices right there for advisors. And whenever you see too much consolidation, as long as there's inexpensive capital available, like there is now, you're always going to see an entrepreneur who's looking to start something new. It may be Oleg starting another company, in some other
Never
field.
know. He could be the next custodian for all we
There you
know.
go.
Start
I'll sign up
some
for that.
rumors there, Oleg. That's so
No, no, definitely. We've got enough on
funny.
our plate without going into the custodian business. Thank you very much.
We don't want to start that.